The cats actually watch the video.
Oh, okay. Kitten Party. I'll have to find that one.
Is it streaming?
Yeah, it's streaming.
We should start Kitten the broadcast because, you know, it's
We have a lot of serious business to cover.
That's right. Serious business.
Such as Kitten Party.
That's right.
Yes.
So, Brady, you need to give a review of Kitten Party once we're recording. Are we recording?
We're recording and we're live.
Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Can I say it?
You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want?
Yes, as long as it doesn't violate our standards.
We have standards?
We have standards? Yes, we have standards.
I can't violate. Well, okay, I'm going to say, hello, Internet! So, Brita, tell me about this Kitten Party.
Kitten Party is streaming on Netflix. It's the best cat video for cats.
For cats.
Well, I mean, if you like kittens, you should watch Kitten Party. I highly recommend it because kittens.
I think everybody likes kittens.
It's adorable. It's very cute.
I'm not the huge cat fan, but I dig on kittens.
Well, you and your little weirdo will love it.
Hey, I'm adding it to my list right now.
Kitten Party. No, the cats really like to watch it. And I'm convinced it's because cats, when they, you know, on a two-dimensional surface, they can recognize a silhouette of cat. You know, they can see other animals on the screen and stuff, but it's not the same as with a cat. Huh. At least in my experience. I don't know. They recognize other cats on TV screens and iPads and stuff.
I know Cosmo recognizes another cat when he sees himself on the iPad, like on the camera or something. I don't know if he knows it. I don't know if he knows it's him, but he's definitely, you know, checking it out.
Huh.
And then he tries to bite it.
Of course. Well,
what does he think? It's a cable?
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, my daughter definitely recognizes her own reflection now.
Yay.
And it's hilarious.
She knows it's her?
She knows it's her.
Cool.
Yep.
She gave it to the stink eye because it's another baby.
No. I mean, we joke like it's another baby, but she gets it. She gets the.
Does she roll her eyes and go, "Dad"?
Not yet. Not yet. No, she just
give it about 10 more years.
Give it a few years.
She thinks at this point in time, she thinks I'm absolutely hilarious.
You are absolutely.
Well, enjoy
hilarious.
It while you've got it.
Yeah.
And she's starting to walk.
Yay!
Oh, great.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
You haven't even seen her yet.
Yeah, well, that's your fault.
It is. I'm sorry.
You've seen her online.
That's true.
Which is almost the same thing.
Facebook.
I mean, like, you haven't seen her on... Have you seen her on Facebook?
Are you on Facebook?
No, but... she may have appeared on Facebook because the world is on Facebook and the world is related to my daughter.
That's about right.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, all right, let's get this started.
Okay.
It is Thursday, September 18th, 2014. This is episode 122.
Do you know where your kittens are partying?
122.
Oh.
Two episodes past the time we're supposed to rage quit.
So, what's the voting in from Scotland?
I haven't heard.
The polling says no is in the lead.
No is in
they're going to stay.
No is 58%. Yes is 42%.
As
in, we need to keep those delicious welfare checks from London.
Did you see all the crap that they were bribing them with?
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, yes, they're going to stay with the UK and be England's bitch forever.
You know, I was...
Somebody cue Scotland the Brave.
I was really hoping that they would go away because I wanted to see Nigel Farage in the UKIP in British Parliament. I think I'd love to see, you know, what he's been doing to the EU in England. I guess they wouldn't be able to call it the United Kingdom anymore. They'd have to call it just like England.
The disjointed kingdom.
Well, no, there's still Wales.
The Fractured Kingdom.
Wales is still England's bitch as well.
Does Wales count as a separate country?
Yes. Well, no.
Not really.
No.
They like to pretend they're real.
It was the addition of Scotland that made it the United Kingdom.
They're like Puerto Rico.
Right. What was it? Was Britain, was England and Wales. Great Britain was Britain, Wales, and Ireland.
Something like that.
And then the United Kingdom brought Scotland in.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Falkland Islands.
Well, if Scotland went away.
The Isle of Man.
And the Shetland.
If Scotland went away, they'd lose the St. Andrew's Cross? They'd lose the cross out of the flag.
Yep. They'd have to change their flag.
Yeah. They'd have to change their name and their flag.
Oh, no.
Well, they wouldn't have to change their name because they still have, like, the Isle of Man.
And UKIP would have to change their name.
Wales is like Puerto Rico. You know, they're all like Puerto Rico. Like, Scotland is like Puerto Rico.
Giant welfare state.
Basically.
Yeah.
If I was a president, I'd be like, you know what? You're big kids. You can handle it on your own.
And, yeah, well, have at it.
They're saying if Scotland pulled out, that the Liberal Party wouldn't have enough people to win an election in England anymore. Which is hilarious if you think about it.
Are they letting all the Muslims vote in England yet or no?
Who knows?
Also, would be great is if Scotland became its own country, it wouldn't be washed out by England and Wales on the violent crime rates.
That's right.
But it would be much more distinct that they murder the shit out of each other. And oddly enough, they don't really much care for guns. They really like to stab and beat each other to death. That's how them Scots do it.
Well, it's the golf clubs.
Oh, it's a good way to spoil a good walk.
That's right. All right, everyone. It's Thursday.
Again?
Do we have anybody listening?
There's 10 people online. I don't know what's going on. People are not signing up.
Yeah, I know. We had a lot of people.
Because I'm so mean.
You are mean.
I am mean. I mean on the internet. Sorry.
You're mean in real life too, Brita.
Okay, so.
I really am.
Rita's not mean. She just doesn't care.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our call-in topic, if you want to call in at 214-530-0036, is all about the cheeseburger today. It is National Cheeseburger Day. Did you eat a cheeseburger?
I did.
Jay, did you eat a cheeseburger?
I'm sorry. I'm dealing with somebody who's unhappy.
Okay, so hang up, Jay.
I missed the question.
Did you eat a cheeseburger today?
I did not eat a cheeseburger today.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. You're failing your country.
I was unable to fulfill National Cheeseburger Day.
Well, Obama will not give you a gold star tomorrow
to make up for it.
I might cheeseburger it out.
I think I can do that. Everybody knows what tomorrow is, right?
Friday?
September 19th, also known as Talk Like a Pirate Day.
It is?
Oh. Damn it. Why isn't our show on Friday? We could have Talk Like a Pirate show. Arr, matey.
You're good at that. Not really.
See, I told you Brady was mean.
So anyway, in honor of National Cheeseburger Day, we are polling the audience. We want to know, what is your favorite cheeseburger? What is your Sistine Chapel of cheeseburgers? If you could build the perfect cheeseburger, what would it be? And you can call in and tell us, 214-530-0036, or talk about anything else you want to talk about.
I think it's an excellent topic.
I think it is too. Food's always a good topic.
Awesome call-in topic.
Because who doesn't like a cheeseburger? I mean, really.
And to be fair, why the hell do we call them cheeseburgers? Why would anyone not put cheese on a hamburger?
Because it's extra calories.
It should just be called a hamburger.
It's cheese. It's what?
Well, Jay, yeah, if you're calorie counting, then you can have a hamburger without the cheese.
I would like a Royale without cheese.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
if you're on a diet, don't bother with a burger. Just have a salad, honey. And we'll all just humor you while we eat our hamburgers.
Jay, are you a vegan?
Yes, I'm a vegan. I'm a, I'm a humanitarian.
Are you gonna suddenly start asking what I eat all the time? Because you're like, I'm unhappy and you should be unhappy too, because I made this horrible lifestyle choice.
We should all be equally miserable.
I made this horrible lifestyle choice and I want to inflict it on everybody.
It's wonderful. The government should mandate it.
That reminds me of the 70s when my mother would go on these health food kicks and make bean sprouts for everybody. And I'd be like, that's not food.
Bean sprouts are pretty good if you drench them in salad dressing.
Yeah.
They soak it up really
good. Keep telling yourself that.
Or I like bean sprouts.
Put them on a burger.
I like bean sprouts and I like kale.
I love
broccoli. No. Nuh-uh to kale?
People are weird.
Mm-mm. Kale seaweed. Kale.
So anyway, Brita.
Kale is landweed.
Oh, wait, that's kelp.
Brita. I always get that confused, too. Every time somebody starts talking about eating kale, I think it's seaweed. What is your ultimate cheeseburger, Brita?
I have two ultimate cheeseburgers.
Or give one now, and we'll tease the other one for later.
Well, my first one is pepper jack cheese, guacamole, and alfalfa sprouts.
Oh.
Sorry,
that's hoity-toity.
Yeah, it's really good, though.
It's
so good.
Yeah, see, I'm with Brita. I like the sprouts. I've never put them on a burger, though.
They're really good on a burger.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
You could have tomato or not if you like. But
apparently, pepper jack cheese makes it.
Yep.
And right now, the caller. So good.
We have a caller
already. It's your buddy.
13 minutes in.
The gun enthusiast. Hello,
human.
Greetings.
Are you calling about your burger?
I'm calling about my Mecca burger.
Okay.
All right. Well,
like Mecca Streisand.
You have to start from scratch here for these burgers, okay? First, you got to saute some onions and garlic, okay?
With you on that.
And then, instead of ground beef, you start with ground bison, okay? Fold the onions and garlic into the ground bison, okay? And usually I'll add a little sriracha right into the burger while I'm folding it together. Grill that. Got to grill that good. And then I love to have, of course, bacon and pepper jack cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get some fresh baked rolls, not like the hamburger rolls you buy in the 8-packs. It just doesn't cut it. You have to like go to a bakery and get real rolls. And I usually like to put on mine pepper jack cheese. Did I say that already?
Yep.
Yes.
And bacon. And I like lettuce. And instead of using ketchup on a burger, I always use sriracha. I like French's mustard, the yellow kind, a little bit of mayonnaise, and that's my perfect burger.
That sounds excellent.
That actually sounds edible.
And you can make that for me.
You have to like cut the pepper jack cheese pretty thick.
Do you have a preference for lettuce? Does it have to be iceberg, or could it be?
I was going
to
ask about what.
Well, I actually like iceberg lettuce the best, and the lettuce has got to actually be cold
when
you
put
the burger
right?
together.
Yeah.
What's that?
Cold and crunchy.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I must say that is the only time I really tolerate iceberg lettuce is when it's on.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just wet cellulose.
If you've never had a bison burger, you've got to have one. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants now that are actually selling bison burgers, but you really got to try one because they are completely awesome.
You know what is very, very similar but even more awesome than a bison burger?
Two bison burgers.
Moose burger.
Moose.
Swamp donkey burger.
I would totally try that. I have not had that yet.
I bet that'd be good.
It is so good. And I got to say, I'm also one of those people that like the iceberg. I've got a very low tolerance to mayonnaise, but mayonnaise mixed with sriracha in a 50-50 mix is a very good burger topping.
You know,
that is good.
HEB down here in Texas sells ground bison. You can buy it right next to the ground hamburger.
It's really great. I mean, I can't explain the flavor, plus up on it, but you just got to try one if you've never had.
So Alan, in Texas, is that good crude oil fed bison?
Yes.
Is it fracked bison? Oh, come on. Fracking jokes are good. Monsanto bison?
Sorry, I had to yell at the cat. Oh. I'm gonna try something here. I'm going to see if I can cross the streams.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to see if I can cross. Did I successfully cross the streams?
I can hear you.
I heard a wood.
I can still hear you.
All right.
Am I still there?
How'd you get T-Bolt on?
I got New Jovian Thunderbolt and your buddy, the gun enthusiast, on the same call.
Oh, no.
All simultaneous.
The streams are crossed.
Come on, T-Bolt, say it. Please say it. It'll make
Jamie,
me laugh.
How's your hanging? What do you need me to say, Weirdbeard?
Who do you want to talk to?
I want to talk to all of you.
Including? He's an author, and he might be on the show, but he probably isn't.
Connery?
He's not going to say it.
No, you want him to. Now he won't do it.
Oh, I'm too so bad.
Who am I supposed to say?
But he's an author, and I'm not gonna tell you to say it, because then if I say it, then you say it, then it's not, then it breaks the spell.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's an author.
Even I know what they're talking about.
He speaks with a foreign accent.
I've never asked about anybody with a foreign accent on this program before in my life.
He might have been a member of the U.S. Marine Corps and retired.
I have never. The only person I want to talk about
Rob Allen?
The United States Marine Corps is my dead grandpa.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Alan!
What?
You're
a retired Marine.
I am not retired.
And he's not a major.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, my child.
So, Mr. Thunderbolt, what is your.
Hey, I've got your ammunition.
What is your ultimate cheeseburger?
All I can think about is how my dead grandpa, 70 years ago, could not eat another cheeseburger because the Japanese done killed him.
Wait, the Japanese put a kilt on your grandpappy?
My grandpa was killed by a Japanese machine gun, according to his Silver Star recommendation.
I don't know if we should be laughing or not.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's my dead grandpa, after all.
What was his favorite cheeseburger?
I have no idea.
You should find that out.
But I know his boss.
I guess you didn't know your grandpa as good as you thought you did.
No, I did not. It was 70 years ago.
What was his name? I might have known him.
You might have gone to high school with him.
Well played, Alan.
His CEO was Herman Hannikin. Did you know that guy?
Nope.
Herman Hannikin was the guy that walked into some Haitian outlaw camp that had 1,200 Haitian rebel types, walked up to the CEO and shot him in the face with a Colt 45.
Nice.
And that started the rodeo.
Oh, it's always nice when it's a rodeo. I like rodeos.
So with their clowns.
Got the whole gun content put into this darn cheeseburger recommendation.
Yes.
And of course, what gun was it? Was it a 9mm? No, it was a Colt 45.
Did Billy D. Williams introduce it?
No.
What is going on?
It is a tasty beer, I won't lie.
Oh, God.
Made by the same brewery that made Natty Bo, the Baltimore National beer lager drinking whatchamahoosie, the official beer of Baltimore.
Is Natty the official beer of Baltimore?
Natty Bo is the official beer of Baltimore.
That is a disgusting beer.
Well, Baltimore's a disgusting town, so.
It is a disgusting town.
When you're eating crabs, you're drinking Natty Bo.
Wait, did you say eating crabs or getting crabs?
Both.
Yes. It's Baltimore. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No. Say it correctly. Balmer.
And then you call the ambulance after you wash your junk off in the zinc.
What you got to do is you got to shave half your pubic hair and then light the other half on fire and the crabs run out of the woods.
And call the ambulance. And you call everybody hun.
That is the offshore treatment for crabs because oddly enough, there's a lot of stories of dudes that were underway and suddenly realized that their lost conquest on land got them crabs.
What about a little carbon tetrachloride or maybe some kerosene to take care of that on board ship?
They actually tend to use diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel work too, yep. Bunker oil maybe too, but it might sting.
We don't have bunker oil on fishing boats.
Oh. Well, yeah, whatever. If you want to, like, suffer, deny yourself.
Oh, you just bring just a can of bunker oil. Why do you have a can of bunker oil? Just in case you get crabs.
Right.
So how does the conversation get from excellent cheeseburgers
I have
to
no
crab
idea.
Treatment? Crabs.
Crab burger with
it's,
cheese?
It is an educational show. What can I say?
You know, come to think of it, actually, a crab cake with cheese on it might, in a hamburger bun, might actually be pretty tasty.
But it wouldn't be a cheeseburger.
What sort of cheese would you use?
It'd be a Krabby Patty.
Roquefort.
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 It goes good with seafood.
Oh, God.
I like Roquefort.
Blue cheese of France.
We are so off the rails.
On the crazy.
So, T-Bone, how do you like your hamburgers? I assume with cheese, because everyone likes hamburgers with cheese so much that they should not be called cheeseburgers.
It's not National Hamburger Day. It's National Cheeseburger Day. So whatever hamburger I like, totally irrelevant to the conversation. But I don't mind a Five Guys double with bacon.
Ooh, Five Guys. Uh-oh. I love me some Five Guys. I like their jalapenos.
I just get them plain myself. I'm sort of a purist.
Five Guys is good.
Two burgers.
Yeah. Very good.
Cheese, bacon, done.
I get mine with whatever the hell the word is that they say, like all the way or whatever for the extra sloppy. I want my elbows to be sticky when I finish.
Bits of cheese.
Oh, and enough French fries to fill a mafioso hitman's trunk.
Yes,
that's a long fries.
And I love that they give you the bonus fries. They don't even. It's not even like in McDonald's where they're just sloppy. No. They fill up your fry cup, put it in the bag, and then they dump fries in.
Here's a whole lot of fries. What the hell? Here's a whole bunch more.
Yeah.
It's like I don't even know why they bother to have sizes.
It's sort of like packing peanuts for the hamburger itself.
Yes.
No. They do have sizes because if you get a small fry, they just fill up the cup.
Well,
and they don't dump in the pile of fries on top of
it. I don't know.
And that's a quart cup.
I've seen them on a small fry. I've seen them dump in.
There's three sizes. There's wee, not so wee, and freaking huge.
just don't order a grande.
Give me a large cup. Grande. Don't make me come behind that counter.
Large Starbucks, coffee. I would like a medium. Just give me the one that's in the middle. No, I don't want to know what it's called. Just give me the one that's in the middle.
Make it happen, or I'll show you your heart.
Whoops. Wrong song.
All right.
Why is somebody forward and not video?
Oh. Is it official?
I don't know.
He's scowling a bunch of pussies.
But Jay was throwing out the accent, so I had to break out the pipes.
Oh, okay, that's an hour.
That was a recession at my wedding.
We had bagpipes at our wedding too.
What'd they play?
Actually, this is funny. My mom had to go tell this piper. This is an Irish wedding. Stop playing Scotland the Brave.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was like, oh, he was a friend of my dad. It was no big deal. But, she had to, like, go remind him, play something Irish.
Come on.
Did you bring a shillelagh?
No.
Your mom has a shillelagh, though, right?
Yeah, we have one.
I bet you she can use it, too.
I wouldn't mess with my mother.
Yeah, your mom strikes me as the shillelagh type and not the timid shillelagh type. The liberal shillelagh type.
There's actually, in the wedding album, there's pictures of me with the piper. you know, not with the bridesmaids or the, you know, whatever. It's the bride and the piper. Yeah.
Well, that's what's important.
I suppose.
I have a... where was it? I think it was, yeah, Radis did this for us. I put it in the chat. He did a 3D cheeseburger eating squirrel.
I guess my chat isn't working.
Oh.
Rats.
You're not in
chat. No, squirrels. Block,
it's almost appropriate. I was walking to work the other day, and I saw a squirrel eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
No.
Wow.
And he was so contented eating his grilled cheese sandwich that he let me take his picture, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's going to go up for the next squirrel report.
Well, how did this? First of all, how did the squirrel get a cheese sandwich?
I assume by theft.
Well, yeah.
I believe that he was not an honest squirrel.
Was he like sticking up people in the park?
The eyes.
Sticking up all ladies burglar. In the park.
No, squirrels are really more cut purses than robbers.
Hmm.
Like he definitely used squirrely subterfuge.
Did it have Jesus in the bread?
He'd eaten that part.
Oh, okay.
Squirrels always eat the Jesus first. It's like you always eat the claws of a lobster first. You always eat the Jesus first on a grilled cheese sandwich. They all have just so you know, they all have Jesus on it. Just some of us really don't care, so we just go, oh, there's the Jesus. Nom, 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 nom. This is a good grilled cheese. Every single one of them has Jesus on it. It's just how grilled cheese works. But we're not talking about grilled cheese.
No, we're talking about cheeseburgers. Hey, my buddy, the gun enthusiast and new Jimmy and Thunderbolt. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks. Talk to you later.
Guman, I'll see you Saturday.
And if you want to call in and talk about your cheeseburger or anything else, that's 214-530-0036, and I know y'all are dying to call in.
You know what? I'm going to open this one up for the floor. Okay. I took my little daughter to the local Indian market, and she had so much fun.
Did you buy an Indian?
No, they didn't have any in my size.
They have did they have Apaches or Utes or?
They were all Choctaw.
Oh, okay.
And we played bingo with them.
Oh, okay.
And as we went to the counter, they had big old bags of really, really nice looking jalapeno peppers for 99 cents each. And I said, you know what? I don't have any plans to cook a jalapeno pepper, but for 99 cents, I sure think I will.
Okay.
And so let's see. So I did the other day, I cut them in half, stripped out the ribs, filled them with cheddar cheese and and baked them in the oven at 450 for a half hour.
Yummy.
And dipped them bastards in ranch dressing. It was fucking awesome.
Yes.
And then
you eat them.
And then today that is how I eat them. That's probably going to be what's going to happen to the rest of them. The next batch was I wrapped them in Pillsbury crescent dough roll. Seriously, I'm only halfway through this Manhattan, and cut the tops off of them and filled them with cheese and baked them, and not as good. So what else should I do with my big old bag of jalapeno peppers? It actually isn't so big anymore.
I made sweet pickled jalapenos with we got a lot of jalapenos in the garden this year, and I had no idea what to do with them. A lot of the time we smoke them so that we have like homemade chipotles, and they're smoked and dried. And so you can just put them in a bag and keep them.
But how do you keep them lit though?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. You have to kind of keep,
you gotta use a Zippo, Jay. You gotta use a Zippo,
the pipe Zippo.
And to be fair, Jay, you can't just light it regular. You have to snap your fingers. You have to do the finger snap. So good at that.
Oh, my gosh. My mom just updated me with the Scotch vote.
And?
No is 29,040, and yes is 21,233. So it is no.
Oh, Scotland, you are so brave.
So close, though.
keep suckling on that English teat and watch Braveheart and pretend like it has any sort of relevance.
I know. You enjoy your kilts, guys. Actually, speaking of kilts, anyway, sweet pickled jalapenos. They're really, really good, but really, really freaking hot. I bought the plants that were like supposed to be the mild jalapenos, but these mofos are so hot. I can only eat one and then only eat one like dipped in sour cream. They're crazy. Does anybody want a jar of sweet pickled jalapenos? Because I've got 5 jars in my refrigerator.
Are you letting them get orange?
No, they were all green.
Because one of them was starting to get orange, and that thing tasted fantastic.
Yeah, there's one red one out in the plant right now, but the ones I pickled were green. Yeah. But the red ones are really yummy.
Yeah, because they get nice and sweet, and they're hot.
This is like the Culinary Squirrel Report.
It is.
We like to eat.
I want to talk about...
Except for Jay.
My cheeseburger.
What?
Jay, you don't like to eat.
I love to eat. That's the problem.
He likes his hummus. It's okay.
I love my hummus.
I love. How do you like your hummus, Jay?
On pitas. Pita chips, pita bread.
Yeah.
Pretzels. Pretzels are really good.
You know what's good on pita? Indian pickles.
Ooh.
Like pickled mango. They take the mangoes while they're still green.
Hot mangoes.
No, it's not like it's not like mango. It's really you gotta think Indians think of mangoes the way South Americans think of plantains. You know,
or like a vegetable.
So you can have plantains when they're green, and fry them up, and essentially they're like potatoes. Or you can let them you can let them get all nice and black and smushy, and then cook them up, and they're suddenly a sweet fruit. And so the Indians they do enjoy themselves some ripe mango, and it's all nice and sweet and candy like. But at the same time, they also like to chop them up while they're still green, and they've got very little flavor, and they'll like pickle them with like hot peppers and stuff, and they're awesome. That's what I say.
Well,
tell me about your burger, Alan.
I like a variety of cheeseburgers, but if I had to design the perfect cheeseburger, it'd start off with an onion roll.
Ah, okay.
Sorry, I got a thing in my throat. I'd start off with an onion roll, and then I would just take a regular hamburger patty, hand formed, thick, but not bulbous. You know what I mean? Just,
an ample amount of pink slime, because that shit's delicious.
Yeah. And a slice of American cheese, because I'm a traditionalist.
It's America.
A few pieces of bacon. And that's it.
Do you use any sort of condiment?
Nope. I want to taste the meat and the cheese. I don't want any adulterations coming in to
You want to smell the fear in the cow before.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're kind of anti-condiment just generally, though.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No. I mean, for instance,
puts ketchup on his steak like every other American.
I like mustard on my hot dog. So. I'm not.
That's normal.
He likes mayonnaise on his French fries and ketchup on his steaks.
Actually, I don't use ketchup with French fries or anything. I just eat my French fries with
salt.
Because I like the taste of the French fry. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Not even Tabasco or a malt vinegar?
Nope.
Oh, have you had them with malt vinegar?
I've had fish and chips with the malt vinegar on the chips. Yeah.
And that didn't get you a come to Jesus moment? That didn't get you to see the Jesus on the grilled cheese?
No. But that's the traditional way to eat it, right?
For me, French fries must have Tabasco sauce on them.
Hmm.
Tabasco and French fries, it's like peanut butter and chocolate. It's perfect.
Interesting.
I'm a big Tabasco fan.
I'll try that.
I may actually try that too. Now that you mentioned it.
Or you can also do
I've had Tabasco on my tater tots.
Yeah, that's good. That's the same idea.
Yeah.
I do that as well. Yeah. And then there's also the unnamed trucker was talking about evidently in Utah they have a thing called fry sauce, which is a 50-50 mix of ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh, that's secret sauce.
Yeah.
Did you watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it. Really. But that dude totally beat his wife. Spicoli totally beat his wife.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to put that on a t-shirt. That needs to be a t-shirt.
Spicoli. Hey, we have a caller.
Let's talk to a caller.
It says Cincinnati, Ohio, but I've seen what they call chili, so I'm not very impressed.
You're skeptical about their burgers.
I am.
Okay.
Hello, Cincinnati.
Hello. Good evening, squirrels. It's Hayden speaking.
Oh.
Yay!
All right.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Hayden.
Hello, Gita. How are you?
Best person to call this evening about the whole Scotland thing.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to hear your take on it.
I'll say I don't want them to succeed. I want to keep the union together, but it's been a colossal waste of money. And... I think a lot of the Labour Party, which would be the equivalent of the Democrat, are very worried because they would lose a lot of seats in the Member of Parliament, and they would put their position in jeopardy of ever obtaining Parliament again, and. It would, without the power, without the strength of the pound, it would be a country in dire straits. In America, you don't quite have the centralization that we have, but London, the taxes paid by the businesses and workers in London essentially pays for the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So...
we're getting used to that feeling here in the United States.
Yes.
So I have a question. If Scotland did secede, would England have to give back the Stone of Scone?
Well, it might become like the Elgin Marbles, where. Every year, Greece sends a strongly worded letter.
Oh man!
I have a question for you. So, in England and France and Spain and parts of Germany, we can't call it a hamburger. We have to legally call it a beef burger. So if you go to the frozen food aisle or section of a British supermarket, you'll find frozen beef burgers. Do you know why?
Probably because Hamburg, Germany has a copyright or something on the term hamburger.
Absolutely correct. Yes, it's like champagne. Wow. You can only call champagne that comes from Champagne region of France. In the European Union, you can only call a hamburger if it actually comes from the city of Hamburg, Germany.
Wow.
That's like bourbon here.
Yep.
Yes.
Bourbon can only come from, was it Kentucky, right?
Bourbon County.
Yeah.
Kentucky. Yep.
Specifically that one county. If it comes over from, I assume they have other counties in Kentucky. If it comes from those ones, yeah, it's not.
It comes from the other ones, it's just whiskey.
It's Kentucky. It's Kentucky corn whiskey.
That's bizarre.
It's just called sour.
Do you call it hamburgers anyway when it's just like not official? I mean,
when the crowd's in around?
No, just because we don't really, it's just a word we don't use. When I came to America, I knew what a hamburger was, because obviously I've seen Hollywood movies all my life. But we just don't use it. Just because you see the signs, you know, a beef burger, you know, a beef burger with cheese, that sort of thing. It's, you know,
so,
and even McDonald's.
So the last time I was in Ireland, there was obviously McDonald's in Dublin. I didn't go in because I just figured, hey, McDonald's, you know, I have that at home, so why go in? But if I went into a McDonald's in Dublin, would it say beef burger? Mm-hmm.
It would say a beef burger, absolutely correct. It would say a cheeseburger because there's obviously
it doesn't have the ham in it.
The city of cheese hasn't copyrighted that yet.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So, although again, the French are saying a stony word.
But are hamburgers really popular in Hamburg? I mean, is it a thing that you can, you know, is it like a, you know, you go to Hamburg and you get yourself a like a authentic hamburger? Is it a thing?
Yes, it is a thing. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Like a Melton Mowbray pork pie. If you go to the city of, you know, Melton Mowbray in England, which this reference might be too bizarre, but you can buy people go there specifically to buy a pork pie made.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. So I'm hoping to go to the blog shoot in West Virginia in November.
Oh, good.
Serious?
Cool.
Hayden, yes. I'll get to meet you.
It would be a pleasure. Yes, yes.
Ah!
Jay, get pictures.
I will.
Hayden, just so you know, I've met Jay. It's not that, really. It's not that big.
I will be bringing my one and only gun that I own, and so I'll be bringing my Wolfer, and that's it.
Don't worry, Jay has enough for everybody.
That's right.
I will
he
be
does.
Bringing more than one gun.
it'll be splendid. Yes.
Jay, will you be raiding the office armory? Will you be bringing out some of the T&E stuff? And go, you know what? I'm gonna take it out for an extended range report, and I'm gonna write off my gas mileage.
Well, you know, you need that's you know, you need a.
There will be some test.
You need other people's opinions, right? I mean, you can't just rely on your own.
Recoil is manageable.
That's actually going to be really, really bad because I've also shot with Jay when he is working and. And he is considerably less fun because it's bang, 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 bang. Jot notes, jot notes, jot notes, jot notes, jot notes. Bang, 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 bang. Jot notes, jot notes, jot notes, jot notes.
Oh.
There's a reason why he does.
I want to know what Hayden's favorite hamburger is. Beef burger.
Yes. I had one in Japan where it had squid ink in it.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it was actually better than I thought it might be. I went to Texas and I had a burger that was made with a brisket that they'd obviously cooked.
Awesome.
Within how they cook it in Texas, and I don't know enough about Texas or their cooking to really, but it was absolutely divine.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm grinning.
Yes.
Hey, and just so you know, how they cook it in Texas is it involves lots of smoke and being drunk before noon.
That's right.
it's a requirement. It means you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you get the coals going, and then you crack your first beer.
Yep.
Oh,
and then you put the cow into the hole, and then you crack another beer, and then you crack another beer, and when you're all fucked up, then you're like, yeah, we should probably take this cow out of the hole. And then they chop it up and they eat burgers because they're starving because they've been drinking beer all day.
That's pretty close.
It sounds like, yes. The line was out the door. It was a Rudy's or Rudy's or Rudy's or something.
It might have been Rudy's. That is.
It was Ruby Tuesdays. They have great salad bar.
Oh no, there's no salad bar there.
What city in Texas was it?
The huge stadium that has a television screen that is absolutely ginormous.
Oh, that would be Dallas.
There you go. That was the one.
Okay.
So, it was like a 20-minute drive from there.
Okay.
Huh. Yes.
Was it in a building that looked like it might fall down at any moment?
Yes.
Okay. So it was authentic then.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know if they'd made the building to look like it was going to fall down as part of the attraction, but...
That's how you find a good barbecue place in Texas. If it looks like the building should be condemned, you know it's going to be good.
Ah, right.
Or it'll kill you and you won't care. So, you know.
Well, like I said, this burger was... It was a piece of cow in between two pieces of bread and lots of sauce. It was one of the greatest things I've ever tried.
Killing me, Hayden.
Now, have you ever tried a Scotch egg? Since we're talking about
yes, I've had a Scotch egg. They are very weird.
I've had a few American friends ask me, and I have to keep a straight face. How do you get the sausage inside? How do you get the egg inside? It's like, what?
You cook the egg first, hard-boiled egg, and then you wrap it in sausage, and then you deep fry it or something, right?
Yes, just deep fry. Yeah. Yeah.
The egg is already cooked before you wrap it in sausage.
Yes. So how do you get the egg inside the sausage? Well, really? Is that a question?
That actually does sound good.
They're good.
Yes.
They sell them at Ren fairs here. Renaissance fairs, they sell them all the time at Renaissance fairs.
Oh, okay. I could see why. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to one in Kansas, and there was lots of people eating turkey legs and walking around.
Oh, the turkey legs.
And,
yeah, those aren't so good, actually.
Yeah, she just seemed...
They're just huge, kind of tough pieces of bird. Not really great.
No. Yeah. Crazy. You may have other callers, but I do actually have a shooting question to ask, and I was wondering if I could trouble you.
Sure.
So I'm confused. Also, with a name for bullets. So hollow point, I understand, but ball ammunition. It's the shape of a rugby ball, but how is it called a ball? What is the tradition of it being named ball?
That comes from when it was a ball. It used to be
way back
in the muzzle loading musket days. It actually was a ball of lead, and so ball ammunition has really become the generic term for a bullet that is a solid hunk of lead. It's not a hollow point or anything. It's just a solid piece of lead.
Oh, right. Cause I was thinking, how did it go from a sphere, which would be a ball, to, a rugby ball, American football shape.
Yeah.
It's
the same reason we say dial a number on your phone when nobody dials it anymore.
No,
it just stuck around.
Or when people digital equipment say, are we rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to film?
Yeah.
Yep. Tape that.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to tape my program.
Yeah, it does. It comes from the musket days when they would when it was a lead ball, and then they discovered the pointy ones worked a little better and could be stabilized by spin, and then but they just kept calling them balls, and so ball ammo became, and you see it a lot in military designations. It's ball ammo is the standard, plain Jane, nothing special.
It abides by the Geneva Convention.
Right.
Kind
of. I believe, yes. Yes. Well, thank you very much for a wonderful evening. I think I need to sign off now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Hayden.
Yes.
I'll see you in 6 weeks.
See you in 6 weeks. It'll be a pleasure.
All right.
Woo!
Bye.
I'm excited.
Bye-bye.
All He's right. got a lot of disappointment coming on.
Oh, Hayden.
So, actually, Hayden's discussion of the fact that they're called beef burgers actually reminds me of a countless number of stories. It's very, very frequently of the, since I am in the science world, I work with a lot of people that are of the Hindu persuasion. And many of them are not born here. And so when they come here all, fresh and new, enjoying this new country, they go into a restaurant and they see something that says ham burger.
Oh, no.
And they have it and they go, oh, my goodness, this is so good. What do they do to this ham?
Crap. This isn't ham.
And, of course, no. as my friend's mother says, oh, but they're not Indian cows, Beta.
It's okay then.
It's totally okay. Yeah, that was the my friend's friend would always ask her mom, "We're having beef. Aren't we Hindu? Aren't we not supposed to do this?" Yeah, they're not Indian cows. Her general statement was, "You know what? I live in America now. You know what? We eat. They eat a lot of beef here, and beef is good. So you know what? Let's eat some beef. Hey. It's not the sacred cows.
None of the sacred cows are in America."
Yes,
ours are made for eating.
Yeah, ours are very sinful cows.
Yes,
they had it coming.
Yeah, every single one of them. Oh yeah. Man,
Jay, do you have a burger?
You know, I do, but it's more of a memory burger.
Because you don't eat burgers now?
Well, no, just because. Well, it's from a greasy spoon on Hampton Beach. It was open late. It was really cheap, and it was 3 quarter-pound quarter-pound burgers.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. There was a slice of cheese on the bottom, then a patty, another slice of cheese patty, another slice of cheese patty, another slice of cheese.
And you ate on that for a week, right?
Oh, hell no. It was served with basically a shovel full of fries, and it was like $5, including a soda.
Oh my
gosh. And they were open to like 2 a.m.
Because that's how long it took you to eat it.
You know, and it was just one of those. It was that right combination of greasy and just it was summer. It was the beach, hanging out with friends.
That sounds like the perfect burger.
Jay, you said open until 2 a.m. So let's be honest, drunk.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, and drunk.
Yeah, the greasy helps.
It was better than Denny's, which is why September was always disappointing because they closed down, and then it would be Denny's. Which that does have the deli dinger, but that is not a cheeseburger.
Well, that does sound good. I'd like split it with friends or something. I don't know if I could eat all.
Oh, hell no. You know, this is me as a young man. It was, get one, eat it, eat all the fries, steal my buddy's fries,
Then order another.
That's when I had a metabolism.
Yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah. And then you grow up and it goes away.
Yep.
And you have to replace it with things like eating sprouts.
Yeah, we have a few more minutes, and we got some topics we didn't talk about yet. So we'll do a topic blitz real quick.
We're gonna shoot Ebola.
So we're not gonna send anybody anywhere else, but we're gonna send Boots to Africa. And I love how they call it Boots. We're boots on the ground, like they're not people in them; they're just boots.
You know what? The one thing that bothers me about sending troops in to fight Ebola. First of all, how are they going to fight Ebola? Are they
going
to
shoot
antibiotics, or they're going to?
They're going to catch it and personally fight it.
Well, this is right, but my big problem is that when you send troops into harm's way, as you know, that's their job. They go and they do that. They're signed up to do that. However, they're usually sent to fight an enemy they can shoot back at. they can defend themselves against. You're sending troops into basically like a biological disaster area.
Yep.
And how can they, how are they expected to protect themselves? They can't shoot at Ebola. They can't, you know, unless you're going to put them all in like hazmat suits with respirators and you know, whatever. I just think it's, well, you know, it's,
yeah, Brita,
it's really just irresponsible.
Ebola's response very, very well to napalm. Trust me, I'm a biologist.
Well, yes, I know. And I think it may at a certain point come to that. You know,
well, that would certainly sterilize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's weird that we're sending troops to fight Ebola. It's weird. And yet another war he's declared without congressional approval.
Meanwhile,
war against Ebola.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've got terrorists over in Iraq and Syria beheading journalists.
And in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
at the Mexican border, don't think they're not.
And the response.
Oh, no, Brita, I don't think they're at the Mexican border. Well,
yeah, they've crossed Mexican already.
Border. Yeah, they're just on the Texas and Arizona side.
They're
yeah.
outside of Alan's house right now.
And they could be.
They're not outside of Alan's house because they know better.
I do have to admit, the thought of, you know, like a van full of ISIS, whatever they are, showing up, you know, pretty much anywhere in Texas and announcing that they're going to start beheading people would be really, really humorous to watch.
That would be funny.
No, to be fair, because
it would look like the main car shoot.
These terrorists they watch the news, so they're going to cross over into
California,
Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they'll go to Colorado.
Yeah.
They'll go to Colorado with 30 round magazines, just get everybody thrown in jail.
The other thing that really pissed me off today was this Obama celebrating Constitution Day by saying that it secures the privileges we enjoy as citizens, but also demands participation, responsibility, and service to our country and to one another.
So basically, he got everything wrong.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't have been more wrong if you'd have been trying, Mr. Well, President, constitutional scholar. Come on.
This also ignores the first part. He describes himself as a constitutional scholar.
He did have to detract from Joe Biden calling Jews Shylocks.
Oh my gosh, I know. He called Jews Shylocks, and then like hours later referred to some guy as like the smartest guy in the Orient.
The Orient.
Yes, because apparently Persia was unavailable.
Oh my God.
But you know, just imagine Dick Cheney using the word Shylock.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine
the
unholy shitstorm. I mean, for fuck's sake, for the past two fucking weeks, we've heard about the Palin family being involved in a brawl. Two fucking weeks. This has been at the top of the fucking news. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden.
Nothing.
Big goddamn slur against Jewish people.
Crickets.
Crickets.
Yep. Well, they can't. Jewish people in this country are still voting Democrat, by and large. So they can't possibly put that in the news, right?
They don't have to worry about that.
They're not running off the plantation.
The liberal Jews are just like the feminists. They're who else are they going to vote for?
Yeah.
Yes, because if you vote Republican, they come to your house and make you accept Jesus.
Yeah.
They give you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Jesus on it.
Behold the power of Jesus.
Oh, God. Power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
The only other one that we wanted to cover, and it wasn't actually on the thing because I got tired of typing, was this guy who, you know, at one point he may have pretended to be a scientist really well, but now
I think we should save that for next week.
Now he's just a liberal actor.
I think we should save it for next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I am perfectly comfortable with saying.
Well, we'll tease that one, and if y'all don't know who we're talking about, you'll find out next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
I'll give you a hint. It has a mustache.
Yes, and it makes things up that
It makes everything up.
Apparently when they're the fact-checking guys, you know, this guy just, they threw up their hands and went, fuck, we quit.
Fuck it, we're working for Biden. Yeah,
this is crazy. All right, well, I guess we're done.
Hey, y'all.
That seemed like a pretty good...
Bruce Burger with Swiss.
I know.
You know what? I want to say that my perfect burger I had this evening, just as we're closing, my perfect burger, beef, always for me, beef, it's horseradish and blue cheese.
Ooh.
Is that your second one?
Yeah, but that's actually my favorite.
Horseradish and blue cheese. Tangy burger.
And,
yep, it's tangy, and sometimes, you know, sautéed mushrooms and onions.
And
it's really
no
good
bacon.
Too, but
I'm shocked at the lack of bacon.
I know. Everybody's like, but bacon? No.
Bacon and horseradish kind of clash.
Yeah.
Of course, horseradish.
Nothing clashes with bacon.
We won't go into the fact that I need, like, the blue cheese on one side of the burger and the horseradish on the other side of the burger. Yeah, we won't talk about that part. The combination is really good.
You've mentioned your sandwich instructions on the show before.
I know.
Frida, how many times do you lock and unlock your door?
Frida's very...
Not enough.
Very specific sandwich instructions.
Not enough.
Oh,
now I have
man.
To go do it.
Frida, does the blue cheese need to be on the top or the bottom?
The top.
And so the horseradish is on the bottom?
Yes.
Always?
Yeah.
Sloppy middle.
Now, what happened if I served you a burger upside down?
Oh, I'd eat it, of course. But
would you flip that fucker before you put it in your mouth?
No.
Or would you take that first bite and go, weird? And then
I'd probably give you a big sigh and say, you did it wrong. But I'd eat it anyway, of course.
And then put 40 cats in the back seat of my car?
Yes.
Surplus cats.
You might go away with a zucchini or two also.
You grown zucchini, Brita?
Oh God, took me out. Yeah, we had lots of zucchini earlier in the summer. We had lots of cucumbers.
Do you put them on the grill?
Yeah, we had grilled zucchinis and stuff.
Man, I got to tell you this. My new favorite thing.
We're big into the zoodles.
I love the zoodle Getty. God, I love that stuff.
Is that's when you use a vegetable peeler over a pot of boiling water?
No. There's a special like spiral cutter thing that you stick your zucchini in, you crank your zucchini.
Yep.
Are we talking about
it's not a euphemism.
It's not a euphemism.
Nope.
You stick your zucchini in the thing and then you crank the handle and God. And then it spins.
There's no way to make that sound clean.
No,
it's all right, so what, so are you referring to it as a crank or a zucchini?
There is both a zucchini and a crank.
It's the double.
Oh, do you make them kiss?
And then you turn the crank and then out the other end you get the zoodles. Is like a
noodle substitute. We're involving a zucchini and a crank at the other end.
Yes.
This is getting past my
and then you throw some meatballs and spaghetti sauce on it and it is good.
I will be contacting HR.
Better than pasta.
Are you feeling harassed?
I wish. You know, you guys could harass me a little bit more, I'm just saying.
Well, I'll turn your crank next week.
or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
It'll be
Friday.
We're not doing
another show
tomorrow.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Good night. Y'all have a good weekend.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.
Be careful with your cranks and zucchinis because sometimes stuff comes out the other end.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.